The city of Sarakeb is 50 kilometers southwest of Aleppo, a crucial junction on the nation's main north-south highway. The army pullout followed coordinated rebel attacks against three military outposts there, in which 28 soldiers were killed. Several were shown in video footage prostrate on the ground, being beaten and shot by rebels after they had surrendered. The UN said Friday the video could, if verified, represent evidence of a war crime to prosecute the perpetrators. Spokesman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Rupert Colville.
Unfortunately, this could be just the latest in a string of documented summary executions by opposition factions as well as by government forces and groups affiliated with them, such as the Shabiha.
Activists claim the Shabiha is a brutal militia which has been fighting alongside Syrian government forces, but Shabiha appeared to be among the victims in this video. The fragmented Syrian opposition is meeting in Doha this weekend in an attempt to garner international respect and once again to form a united front to help end the 19-month uprising against Assad, which has claimed an estimated 32,000 lives. But divisions between radical Islamists and secularists, as well as between those inside Syria and opposition figures based abroad, are thwarting all efforts. This as Assad, in response to the rebels' territorial gains, has stepped up airstrikes against opposition strongholds, launching some of the heaviest air raids so far against working-class suburbs of Damascus over the last week. I'm Emer McCarthy.